Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Sunday, April 7th, 2024. So, did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword.
And what'd you think?
I liked it. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty typical Sunday. It was an interesting looking grid. I don't think I've ever seen a grid with that many, you know, just little black squares here and there.
Mm-hmm.
It was symmetrical, but just a very different looking grid.
Yes. Doesn't seem to have much of a pattern to it. Sort of one of those Rorschach tests.
Uh-huh.
You see in it what you want to see in it.
I see a flower.
Mm. So, yeah, it had a theme to it.
It did, and it took me a while to figure out that theme. But once I did, it made a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, the title of the puzzle was Double Duty, and that is certainly an apt title for the theme. There were several themed clues throughout the puzzle, and they did... They did not have enough squares to put in the answer you thought was the right one. But what they did have was a rebus that had two letters in it, the same letters. And if you pronounced that letter as a plural, it actually became a word. So, for example, the first one was 23 across. Song performed three times in The Wiz. Well, the answer to that was Ease On Down the Road, but there wasn't enough squares for that. But if you put two E's, a rebus of two E's in the first square, it worked. So two E's would be pronounced Ease On Down the Road. And it just so happened, if you looked at the down clue, which was no food for me, thanks. The answer was I've eaten. And those two E's, the first one was the last E in I've, and the second one was the first E in eaten.
Mm-hmm.
So it worked both ways. It worked as a word going across, but it worked as two letters going down.
Right.
Here's another example, 39 across. Group with the 2009 hit, I Got a Feeling. Well, the answer to that was Black Eyed Peas. And the last square was a rebus with two P's in it. So Black Eyed Peas. The down was 16 down, which was Variety of a Tiny Dog. And that was Teacup Poodle. And so the two P's, the first one was the last P in teacup. And the second one was the first letter of poodle.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the theme. And we also had 63 across, fitness enthusiast mantra, which was use it or lose it. But the use it was a double U in the first square. And we had 74 across, start on some cautionary advice, and that was a word to the wise, and the wise were two wise in the last square. We had 100 across, which was take advantage of an opportunity, and that was seize the moment with two C's in the first square. And then finally we had 118 across, you love to see it, and that was a sight for sore eyes with two I's in the last square.
Mm-hmm.
So, very clever. I never would have thought of a theme like that, but yeah, there are a lot of a lot of words that if you took two letters and, you know, just said them as a plural, they actually do create a word like I's and U's and Y's and P's and mm-hmm. E's. So, yeah, those are all words.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the theme. And, you know, it was kind of a typical theme for a Sunday, but unique in a way.
Right.
And this was by Tracy Gray. So I say kudos to Tracy. Good job.
Yeah. I my view of this crossword is colored somewhat by the fact that my streak died while doing it. So I have less enthusiasm for it than you have. I thought the top right corner was just, at least for me, vicious. 22 across. Tito, who wrote "Oi como va?"
Oi, como va?
Puente. Did you know that?
Puente, yeah, Tito Puente.
Yeah, never heard that name before. And then I didn't know the teacup poodle, nor the one next to it, Belgian surrealist painter James Ensor.
Ensor, I didn't know that one, but I got it from the crosses.
I also didn't know the one 15 down, cheesy appetizer with chips, the queso dip.
Queso dip.
Yeah, I'd never heard of that. I take it you'd heard of that.
Oh, yeah, bet. Yes.
Okay. So there were just like about three places where I was sort of stuck.
Yeah, I know. I've been there. I've had that problem
And
sometimes
I
too.
just I don't know. I just it's just, bits and pieces of knowledge that I didn't know. That, the fact that if I'd known the queso dip, if I'd just known like one more word there, I would have been fine. But I thought it was sort of cruel. So I also didn't know. I had a hint that Olympian Raisman was Allie,
That's
but I had
right.
it spelled ALI.
I did too to start with, but then I figured out, oh, that should be a Y.
Well, because the cross was 43 across, apple variety, whose name sounds like part of a flower, stamen, spelled Stayman.
Right.
What's a stamen?
Well, it's like a Jonathan or a John, a Red Delicious. It's just the name of an
Yeah,
apple.
I understand. It's a variety, but I'm just trying to figure out. I've never seen a stamen for sale around here.
No, I haven't either. I haven't either. So, no, I'm not familiar with that apple variety, but there are many, many apple varieties, and I'm sure I don't know most of them.
Right. But the let's see, 99 down. Former TLC reality show set in a Florida tattoo parlor. Turned out it was Miami Ink, which I didn't get.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
So, and because I wasn't really sort of properly grepping the or properly grokking the theme at that point, the fact that it was Miami Ink, I don't think I had the A. I think I had something else for 110 across, the NYC Subway and Knits. I think I had, I don't know, I had like MTM or something like that. I'm not sure, but anyway, sort of a disaster for me. So, I mean, it could have been worse. I got everything filled in, but just not correctly. So I finally, and oh, another one that I simply didn't know, 35 across, backless stool, a tabouret.
Tabouret, yes.
I take it you'd heard of that too?
I
Wow. All the words I did not know in
have.
that area. I mean, this is supposed to be like a, they always say that a Sunday is like a big Wednesday. This felt harder to me, but apparently not to you, so that's fine.
Well, it's just like yesterday. I couldn't even get started yesterday, but
But
you were
yesterday,
able to finish
yeah, and this might
it.
be one of those pride go cometh before a fall lessons. But I, yesterday's, it wasn't specific knowledge that I needed. It was just a sort of a sense of being able to explore the boundaries of the language. Here, it's like you needed to know a name Puente. You needed to know a name Ensor. I mean, it was a lot more a trivial pursuit. And as you know, when I have to deal with when it comes to pop culture or culture of any sort, if it's after 1800, I'm in trouble. So that is to say, more recent than 1800. So, but, so I'm sure there were some great clues in here.
I thought the theme clues were fun. I'm assuming those are all debut answers since they have the rebus in them with the two letters that formed a word.
Now, did you have to enter them? Did you have to enter them as rebuses?
I think so. I mean,
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't try it not without the rebus. I had my two letters in each of the of the themed clues. So.
You're right that all of the themed answers were listed as debuts. So, all right.
A new word that I had never seen before was 125 across. Apple processing plant was a cidery.
Right.
I'd never heard of a cidery. I may have heard of apple cider, but I didn't know it was made in a cidery.
Well, at first I wanted it to be Foxconn.
Oh.
Because I was thinking of a different apple. But then I think Foxconn, I'm not sure if it has two N's in it, but there was enough going on. I mean, that part of the grid I also found hard. Like, 105 down, like the emblem on Mexico's flag was Aztec.
Yes.
I think we've had that before. 16 across, the F-14 fighter jet was a Tomcat.
That's right.
And, but just, I managed to get that part. But just, like I said, ran out of steam, the Northeast.
I had a little trouble in the Southeast, because at 97 down, Iraqi city on the Tigris, it was Samara.
Right.
I put Samaria, which I know was not in Iraq. But anyway, then I had trouble at 124 across, which was emoticon's mouth for short. I thought, well, that's a parin.
Parenthesis, yeah.
Or, you know, for parenthesis. But I had P-A-I, and then I wasn't sure what the rest of it was. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's Perrin, but then I'm pretty sure that's Samaria. You know, you just get caught like that sometimes. But then I'm like, no, it's got to be Perrin. So it must be Samara.
You know, with all the news, with all the news about Iraq, I don't remember Samara ever being mentioned as a city in Iraq.
No, I didn't
either. Is that a modern city? I mean, does it still exist?
I think so, but I don't think it could.
I wonder if we have any listeners in Samara. We probably have to get this translated first. yeah, Samara, apparently, according to Apple Maps, it was founded in 836. So it's been around for a while.
Yeah.
It's fun to say. Steve Curry and LeBron James, e.g., 45 across was Ohioans.
Yes. I did not know that.
I
knew LeBron was from Ohio. He's from Cleveland, but I didn't know Steph Curry was. So.
I noticed they had 55 down. Best animated feature winner of 2021, Encanto.
Yeah. It deserved it. I love that movie.
I had some of the letters of that, but I was a little bit wobbly on a few. And then 80 across, POTUS's military title, CINC, Commander-in-Chief.
Right.
I guess that's the abbreviation.
CNC.
Yeah. And below that, 91 across, rubs the right way, right spelled R-I-T-E, was anoints. That was mildly amusing. So.
I mean, a lot of good coups. They did a good job on this one.
All right, well, I'm giving it two stars, two squares out of five. Okay, maybe it deserves more than that.
I think so.
4.5. So, yeah, I think so. At 4.5, maybe 5. All right, my final offer, 5 squares.
I like 21 across. Folded brunch fare was omelette, spelled O-M-E-L-E-T-T-E.
Right.
French, I guess, but I just think of omelette, O-M-E-L-E-T.
I think it has a number of different spellings.
It does, but I didn't right away. But.
All right. Well,
and we had cabooses again, too, 6 across. Rear ends.
Yes.
Cabooses. We just had caboose. What, a couple days ago, I think.
So I know there were parts of this crossword that I thought were pretty straightforward, and then other parts that I thought were impossible, but apparently not, as I have you as proof to the contrary. I didn't know. I also didn't know 36 down, the View co-host Joy Behar.
Yep.
Just a mess of a. for me, that whole area there. Sorry, I'm still marveling at how little I know.
And how they manage to... you don't know the names of the hosts of the View, how do you live with yourself?
Not well on a Sunday. But I guess I'm going to have to go listen to Oi Como Va.
Oi Como Va. Yes, it's a good song.
When was it written? Like 1906 or something?
No. I want to say it was maybe 60s, 70s.
Really?
1960s or something, yeah.
Was it like, what genre of music was it?
Oh, kind of a Latin theme.
Okay.
Latin beat, yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think that is it for today then.
Okay.
So thanks everyone for listening. And remember, you can get a hold of us, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And we will be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.